José María Ferrero Pastor, The Maestro. José María Ferrero Pastor, born in Ontinyent, 21st of December 1926, died in Ontinyent, 26th July 1987. Whilst commencing his musical career by playing the French horn, it was clear from an early age that José María Ferrero Pastor had a natural ear and an innate gift for music. His initiation in the French horn and musical theory came about through his father. Later on, he broadened his studies under the tutelage of the music teacher and musicologist, the Reverend P. Vicente Pérez Jorge. He then went on to complete his studies in composition and instrumentation at the Valencia and Seville Academies of Music and gained a first-class degree along with an outstanding final mark of musical distinction. His work as a conductor began in 1950 when he took charge of the Musical Society of Ontinyent, a position which he held until his death in a traffic accident on the 26th of July 1987. He started his career as a composer in 1945 with a paso doble called Ontinyente. Without doubt, the fact that he grew up in a family and in an area that was so deeply rooted in the traditions of the local fiesta led him to dedicate his entire career to the study, composition, and perfection of music for the Moors and Christians Festival. He was considered to be the most prolific, innovative, and skilled composer of festival music of his time. One of his pieces, the Moorish March Chimo, composed in 1964, and one of the main anthems of the festival, brought him undisputed renown within this musical field. In 1972, after having won a series of awards and prizes, the passion he felt for the festival and its music inspired him to compose the first symphony based on the subject of Moors and Christians, in particular the period of Arabic domination and the subsequent capitulation of the town to the Christians. This is the symphonic poem called The Moorish Christians of Ontinyent, which marks the beginning of a new era in the composer's life and also in the field of festival music. It was at this time that a new idea took shape, namely that symphonic music could be based on the subject of the festival itself. Later on, he rose to the challenge of instrumenting what would become the first festival mass, composed by the Reverend P. Vicente Pérez Jorge. In 1985, he composed his second symphony based on the fiesta, titled Muladiana. This piece was first performed during the Second National Congress of the Moors and Christians Festival, celebrated in Ontinyent the same year. The production of the symphony can be resumed in the following way. He composed 20 pasodobles, 19 Moorish marches, 3 Christian marches, a funeral march, a waltz, a madrigal, a symphonic sketch, and 2 symphonic poems. A Christian march and a paso doble were left unfinished. At the festival, José María Ferrero Pastor's passion for the fiesta came from his father, who founded the Berber troop. During his youth, he formed part of the newly established Mozarab troop, whilst also being a founding member of the Saudi troop in 1967. Due to his responsibilities as the director of the town's musical society, his role in the festival was limited to participating in only a few events. Nevertheless, he was actively involved in the organization of the troops, as well as the society of festival participants. In 1967, he was awarded the first Dro Medal of Honor by the Society of Festeros, or festival participants. And the year of his death, he was posthumously given the golden insignia. His passion for the combination of both music and fiesta was reflected in his membership of the UNDEF, where he acted as an ambassador for his town, as well as the liaison between the institution and the Society of Festeros. He also formed part of the organizing committees of the first centenary of festival music and the Second National Congress of the Moors and Christians Festival. Following his death, he received a variety of posthumous distinctions and tributes from all over the festival landscape. Amongst the most noteworthy were his nomination as an honorary citizen of Ontinyent in August 1987, the distinction of receiving the gold medal from the provincial government of Alicante in November 1988, his designation as honorary festival participant with golden insignia from the UNDEF, which was awarded to him at the assembly celebrated in Caudete in March 1988, as well as his nomination as honorary conductor with golden insignia of the Ontinyent Musical Society.